I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Talk about the VOD and the silver screen. Kevin and Tom and Joe know all there is to know, from masterpieces to deep fried tacos. And if the movie sucks, you might hear them say, there's no telling where the guys will take you. Get ready for a spoiler, won't say it twice cause we already warned you. Better watch out, it's gonna ruin the plot.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers, episode 776, Mean Girls 2.
I think there is a Mean Girls 2.
I think there is like a direct-to-video
I think
Mean
there
Girls
is, yeah,
2.
Yeah, yeah. So, which couldn't have been good. There's no way.
I mean, it seems unlikely. It,
very much so.
Yeah.
But, it's a, I feel like it's a self-contained story.
But Tina Fey had a beach house she wanted to own. And so she was like, Mean Girls 2?
Sure. Done.
What else are we going to do with it?
Oh, I got an idea.
And then 10 minutes later, somebody from Broadway knocked on the door and she's like, son of a bitch.
I know what we're doing with it.
So I guess let's go around the table and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Joe.
This is Crystal.
And this is Tom. Kevin is out this week, so he's been replaced.
That's right.
Well, I don't know about replaced. I didn't agree to that.
Replaced by my wife, Crystal Keith.
Guess what? You're now the new Kevin.
Yes. You're the one with the popular podcast.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm just here to press the button.
It's like, can you come start the equipment for us so we can play?
It'd be super cool. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. So I guess before we dig in, shameless plugs, don't forget we're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you find a podcast, you can find us. While you're there, be sure and follow us so you never miss an episode. Maybe leave us a review. Super helpful. Greatly appreciated. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/RealSpoilers. I have to really slow down right now.
Because I'm here.
To make sure.
It's messing you up.
I say the name of the right podcast.
Your podcasts are coming together.
It's like when we first started dating, you would have to slow down to say the name of the right guy. You'd be like,
that is hashtag facts.
Which one am I out with tonight?
Wait a second. That's why I had nicknames for all of them. And that's why they had names in the phones. I'd be like, oh, yeah, that one. Okay.
Oh, yeah. MST3Gay. I mean, MST3Gay. MST3K.
Might have been. I get accused of that. I get questioned frequently.
Do you really?
My dad asked me that once.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
He was like, are you? I like, it's okay, but like, are you gay?
It's just because you don't like tools.
And I,
you don't
know,
like to fix things.
I was like,
that's
no.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, well, I mean, you know, you like theater.
Okay.
And he doesn't like sports.
You don't like sports.
That's fair.
You're bad at fixing things.
I mean, I get on the surface why, like, somebody would glance
you don't,
at
yeah, I could.
I, he's like, you. This was the one that always kind of you read.
Sorry, what?
I was like, I read?
Wow, that correlates, but all right.
That goes hand in hand? Or penis in hand?
Like, I, well, it depends on what you're reading.
Yeah, but I'm like, just reading, like, Stephen King and stuff, man.
I'm just reading normal stuff.
Like, I never really see you with girls. And I'm like, well, that's because I'm really bad at it. You know, I'm really bad at sports and tools. Same thing with girls.
Same thing.
Same thing. So, but so anyway, I'm trying to get the name of the show right.
Yeah, sorry.
The group is called the League of Show Sharers because we're hoping you will share an episode. People who were kind enough to share an episode last week. And it's weird because last week's episode was Night Swim.
Yes.
Which, in case you didn't listen, was dog.
Uh-huh.
And so we have, like, I feel like multiple new League of Show Sharers.
Oh, interesting.
And so, like, that happens on, like, really big movies.
Sure.
Like Barbie.
Aquaman.
Or, yeah. Well, maybe not. Well,
that's true.
Maybe
that's...
Aquaman 1.
Yes, fair.
But you don't normally see, like, Night Swim.
Yeah, that's weird.
So, but yeah, so here we go.
All right.
Brent Smith, Julianne Jordan, Katie Brackett, Tom Dowdy, librarian.
Katie Brackett is one, is a weird one.
Yeah. I think her finger slipped.
Yeah, right.
I lost where I was at. Oh, librarian Cynthia, Matt Gonzalez, Lane Levanway, Chris Magic Man, Tammy Lynn Powers Betts, Jason McLean, Kevin the Critic, Dissect That Film, Jennifer Levick, Taylor Ward, Dan Scott, Ryan Terry, Paul Bolger, Rich Foster, Justin Esquivel, Josh Rosen, Heather Sachs, Binge Movie, Cinema Recall, Spoiler Piece Theater, James Install, Kryptonian Orphan.
That guy followed me on Twitter.
Me too. And he said that I was right about 38 being the...
No, you're right. You're totally right.
And that was why he picked
it. Oh, okay, okay.
And he also, he didn't say it, but it was implied
that I was an idiot.
That he was disappointed in you. As a human being.
That's fair.
So, Aaron L. White, The Real Pete, Geek to Me Radio, Late and Confused, Dissect That Film, In Session Film, Ronnie Castle, Matt Naglia, Mike and Oscar, Colby Mack, and Deo Expert, which I think might be spam.
Oh.
But, we'll take
it. You'll take it?
But yeah, I'm saying it just in case.
I would hate
for Deo Expert to be real.
He's like, you son of a bitch.
And then he's like, you didn't read my thing. But now he's going to be like, why do you think I'm spam?
Because you got a weird name, brother.
Yeah. So anyway, there's all that. Also, don't forget, we have a Patreon where for $5 a month, you get all sorts of bonus content, and we like you extra.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, don't forget, you can watch these on YouTube over at youtube.com/@RealSpoiler.
There you go.
You have to do the at.
You have to do the ampersand.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, ampersand is the and sign.
You have to do the
at wait,
sign.
What's the at symbol?
At.
I think it's called
it's
the
just
at.
Called
is that
at.
What it doesn't have a name for it?
Oh.
Oh, all right. At. I guess that's true. Yeah. At.
That's why people say, don't at me.
Don't at me. Right. Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
But yeah, for the clip out, we got in early enough to have youtube.com/theclipout. And then they switched everything to it has to have that at sign, which I have no idea why.
I don't know.
It's really dumb.
That's really dumb.
But, anyway, sometimes I think YouTube succeeds in spite of itself.
Yes, they've gotten to the point. Who's gonna beat them now?
Yeah,
you know?
It's too late.
Yeah,
it's too late.
Blockbuster might do a comeback.
Yeah, I'll go back to work for them.
So anyway, there's all that. Let's dig in.
This is interesting. Like everybody knows how I feel about musicals.
As someone who does not like musicals, did you like it?
Yeah, but. Not because of the musical part.
Yeah.
There was one song that I thought was really good that I liked.
Every time they would sing, you would just leave and
I was
pee.
Like, I gotta go.
I'm gonna
this
go pee.
This is dumb. But the song at the Halloween party.
Revenge party?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good song.
But I also liked the way it was filmed. Like, it kind of had like a horror film,
this
a horror movie
had
vibe.
Really surprisingly strong camera work.
It did.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
As somebody
agree.
Who pays zero attention to that, I agree.
Oh, good.
I did. I do. It was like, it was fun. It was interesting. It kept it going. And I think for people who don't like musicals, it added something like an extra dimension of something to do while you listen to the music.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I thought the transitions were good, like going from like the garage door into wherever they were going. I like the idea of using social media or TikTok, which is basically what they're doing on their phones as like filming musical numbers. I thought that was fun.
Yeah.
But I also liked that they didn't do it's not a straight remake. Like it is story wise.
Yeah.
But the jokes are different.
Yeah.
And that's Tina Fey. Like that's a given.
I mean, she has sole screenwriting credit.
Yeah, she's
for
brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't remember the principal and Tina Fey being a couple.
I don't think they were.
Girls.
I think that was just like a little.
But that was fun to see him come back. I was like, hey, Tim Meadows. Nice.
Yeah.
All right, cool. The lead actress looks eerily similar to Amy Adams.
Yes, yeah. I said the same thing. I was like, she looks like a young Amy Adams.
And it was, she does. Like, even in the way she would smile, yes. I was like, that's
her
weird.
Nose does the same thing that Amy Adams does. It was weird.
Very weird.
It's like, did they do de-aging on Amy Adams?
Like, it was the same wrinkle in her nose. Yes. I don't even know how to explain it.
But yeah, I didn't hate it. But I did had fun at the non-musical parts. And I was like, okay, it's just an updated version of Mean Girls.
With songs. I think that there's going to be an element of the public that's massively confused by this movie.
What do you mean?
Because, so, there are a lot of people who don't pay attention to Broadway.
Yeah.
That have no idea that Mean Girls was turned into a Broadway musical.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watch any of the commercials or trailers for this version of Mean Girls, you would have absolutely no way of knowing.
Oh, there's nothing in the ads?
That this thing is a musical.
Oh, that's funny.
I mean, none.
That's true.
There is not one allusion to, like, even Wonka, while it buried the fact that it was a musical.
Sure.
Like, if you go back and watch a trailer, you're like, oh, I see. Yeah, I guess it kind of was. This, nothing.
Interesting.
I mean, not a thing. So when they... Like, you get the Paramount logo, and it goes down, and it's like, we're singing!
Yeah! Like, big time.
There have got to be people in the theater that are like, what the holy hell is happening?
That's how I felt. What was the one that we did where I didn't know it was a musical? Into the Woods? Into the Woods. Where, like, my wife at the time and I sat, we had a screener for it. We'll just watch it. And then it starts, yeah. I was like, oh, fuck.
They're
Fuck.
Singing.
God. Yeah, Emily Blunt starts singing. I was like, no. No.
It's a shame you saw that version of Into the Woods. Cause
yeah,
the,
that's such a great story.
The play
oh, really?
Is yeah. great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also a musical, but right. like, but.
It's such a good story,
it's
though.
Such a great. It's one of my all-time favorite musicals.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Like, the movie's not good.
The movie's like, meh. But yeah. Like, any affection I have for the movie is because I love the source material so much that I can. Still in
that's fair,
you know,
that's fair. I get that. That's how I felt about Man of Steel.
Yeah, like I would like I would think like you would appreciate Into the Woods because it like it's like taking fairy tales, but then it's all like act one is like retelling the fairy tales,
yeah,
right, and then everybody gets their happy ending. Because I remember seeing it when I was probably in high school when I saw it the first time.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that old.
Yeah, in
like 1500s or something.
Yeah. Oh, when did it come out? Maybe I saw it in I saw it in college, but anyway,
stop trying to make yourself younger.
Yeah. but like act one ends and everybody, you know, it's happily ever after.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what are they gonna do in act two? Well, then in act two, it's all the consequences of their actions.
Okay.
And that, like, you know, I mean, like, they killed this giant.
Sure.
Right. Somebody's going to be mad about that.
Yeah,
right. The giant's not an orphan.
Right. Yeah. You know? He's got family.
Yeah. And so it's kind of like some of the things we like about smarter comic books where it's like, oh, I love the fact that this guy can fly. But like, what would happen if a guy really could fly? It's kind of like that.
Yeah. Okay.
But with songs.
That's interesting. Wasn't there a show on like ABC that kind of did that?
Oh,
yeah. Once Upon a Time. Is that what it was?
Oh, I thought he was talking about the one that we watched. It's like Chicago and Schmigadoon.
Schmigadoon.
No,
that's what I thought you were
but
talking about.
I did see another preview for that. I was like, God, they both it's talked about that.
Schmigadoon is great.
Is great.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
But Once Upon a Time, I think it was
called Once Upon a Time. Okay.
Yeah, and I watched that. It got stupid towards
that's
the
what
end.
I remember hearing. Is yeah. Because like, they brought in Elsa and Anna.
It got
yeah
real bad.
Because the
but
idea
at first it was great. It
yeah,
was
the
great.
Idea was that it was like all the fairy tales had a shared universe,
yeah.
Right?
And so they're interacting, but then they're in the real world. So it was kind of supposed to be like Desperate Housewives meets.
I mean, that sounds like a fun premise.
Yeah,
it actually was really good. The first couple of seasons were really good, but then they just like any show that should it just keeps going past its prime.
Yeah,
I watched
Supernatural. I get it.
Yeah, they started. They
but that
started,
comes
like,
back around, doesn't it? I thought
it
people,
does.
Like it gets bad and then it comes back.
It's.
Around.
I mean, when you go 15 seasons.
Oh, yeah. You know. Oh, wow.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, on the CW.
Wow.
You're getting into Gunsmoke territory.
It's crazy. I mean, good for those guys.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
They're in syndication. But yeah, it was like Jennifer Goodwin and somebody else were like Snow White and the
The chick that played on House, which I have no idea if you ever watched that show. She was like one of the main characters, and that's why I knew her from The Blonde. She was the Blonde, and
not
she's
Olivia Wilde,
right? Yeah. The other one,
right?
And she was the other. Like, she's like the main character, the protagonist, and so she's trying to kind of save everybody.
Okay.
So she's the one that, like, knows all of the things, and everybody else, she's the only one. Everyone lives in this town, and they don't know that they live in this, like, they can't leave. If they try to leave, they, like, die if they cross over the line. And so, like, they have to live because Cinderella, or not Cinderella, the evil step queen or whatever she was, she, like, made the spell.
Okay.
And so nobody can leave, and then she comes in to try to kind of write everything. So it's actually really interesting and good. It's just how they go with
it.
I never finished it. That's how bad it was. I was like, funny. I don't care.
I've done that a few times. But yeah, like, I feel like, I don't know, when Mean Girls came out, it was kind of like this cultural touchstone. I don't know how else to describe it. I think Tina Fey was still on SNL, right? 04?
I'm trying to remember when she left SNL.
Because, I mean, and she was like front and, I mean, she was the head writer.
Yeah.
So, but she was.
And host of Weekend Update. So, yeah. Like, she was very much kind of the face of SNL and the head writer.
Which is weird because I thought that Amy Poehler was in Mean Girls.
Poehler?
Poehler? What did I say? Poehler. Poehler.
Yeah.
But, and then I looked at the cast and it's not her.
Mm-mm. No.
So, what movie is it where she plays the cool mom? What am I thinking of?
Bad Moms? No.
Well, now, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler teamed up for Baby Mama.
Yeah.
Which is really funny.
It is very funny.
I'm surprised that doesn't get talked about more, because that's really funny.
What was the other? They had two of them. That were,
and then they did
Sisters?
Sisters. It opened the same day as Star Wars.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's unfortunate.
I think they thought they were like, we'll counter-program it.
Yeah, well.
Right?
Yeah. Star Wars is a four quadrant hit.
Whoops. And like you, it's harder to do the we talked about this before, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids
Batman.
Opens against Batman 89, and it makes a ton of money because people couldn't get tickets to Batman.
Correct.
And they were there with the kids, and they were like, screw it, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Which apparently is coming back.
Is it?
He's coming.
Everything comes back.
To Disney Plus. They're coming back for Disney Plus.
Yeah. Rick Moranis is coming back?
Yeah.
Out of retirement?
Yeah.
He wouldn't come out of retirement for Ghostbusters, but he'll come out of retirement for Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Maybe it's because it's a chiller. I don't know.
But you can't really play that game these days because with digital distribution, you just flip a button and you add a theater.
Right.
And so,
can theaters do that, though? Like, isn't the deal like that the studios say our movie has to be in 75% of your theaters? Isn't that the way that kind of works?
I mean, like, I think if you're counter-programming, probably not.
I guess that's fair.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're Star Wars, and if you call up Disney and you're like, we want to put it on four more screens.
They'll be like, okay.
Okay. You know?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
The Honey, I Shrunk the Kids would not have been as successful if Warner Brothers is like, or if the theater's like, hey, can we put Batman on four more screens?
If they,
they're like, okay.
If they could have flipped a switch and put Batman on four more screens,
sure,
would have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Every theater in America would have done it, right?
Big time.
And now they can.
Now they can, so it's harder to play that game.
My parents didn't want me to see Batman because they didn't know how violent it was going to be. I had to wait till it came out on video before I could see it.
That's sad.
Little did they know that it's not violent at all.
We saw Sisters opening night, and so it was opening night of Force Awakens.
Oh, man.
And so it's like,
everyone was like all dressed up in costume.
I like came to the theater. I was like, one for Sister. She won't let me see Star Wars.
That's really funny. Wait, were you guys together? That like you guys were dating.
Force Awakens comes out?
I don't know.
You were dating, though.
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
When did it come out?
I don't remember.
I was at your wedding. At your wedding.
We got it's a wedding.
It's a waiting. It's waiting. That's what that is. But yeah,
I do that all the time.
I could have sworn that.
I don't know.
I honestly don't remember either. But in 04, that
came out in 2015. That's the year we got married.
Oh, okay. Dang. That seems like forever ago. Just the fact that The Force Awakens, like, that feels so long ago.
It's almost 10 years ago.
I know.
Yeah, that's.
It is.
I remember when that came out, Lindsay Lohan is like top of her game, popularity wise.
Yeah.
Rachel McAdams had not taken off yet.
Correct.
I think sets this is her
what
off.
Kind of makes her.
Yeah. She was nobody at that point.
Okay. Because
the Notebook came out after.
Ah.
because I knew her, like I watched The Notebook, and I didn't even put together that these were the same people.
Oh, interesting.
I didn't watch movies the way I have to now.
That's fair.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You're welcome.
We were watching a show last night.
We were watching Cheers. We started watching Cheers with my son. We always have like a sitcom that we're going through.
Sure.
And so we finished Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Great.
And so I was like, let's do Cheers. And so, but Crystal and I have been watching Soap.
Yeah.
You remember the show? Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen that though.
Oh, it's so good.
That's Billy Crystal?
Yeah, yes. It's Billy Crystal's first breakout role.
Okay.
Yeah. It holds up surprisingly well. There are a few jokes that maybe, but
not everything is politically correct. Let's just say that.
You gotta accept that.
Yeah, it's
you do, but sometimes you're like, oh,
like woof. Yeah.
My daughter came in the other day and she was like, no.
Well, because he's supposed to be a gay man, right?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Billy Crystal plays that's the first like regular character on a show that's gay.
Sure.
And it's funny, on the first two, he's very flouncy.
Yeah.
And then they really tone him down to where he's basically just Billy Crystal.
Just a dude, yeah.
But he's gay.
Right.
And so, I mean, and like that in and of itself was groundbreaking in 1977.
Oh, for sure.
Well, they have the first like female gay person because they kept saying like they said this. I am just quoting. They kept saying, well, you can't have a girl homo. They kept saying that. Like, that's the kind of thing where you're just like, whoa.
That is.
There was another episode where several characters were wearing blackface.
One of the characters is in a cult, and they're trying to break them out of the cult. And so they're like
going
going on like a busting someone out of prison mission.
Okay.
And so they have.
So it's like Grease. Like military style.
Right.
Exactly.
But then they kept making jokes about how it looks like.
So, and that's what my daughter walked in on. But, and so there's a character on there named Dutch. And so we were watching Cheers last night and I was like, it's Dutch.
Dutch that is always fun.
plays a patron on one episode.
Isn't Harry.
Well, Harry Anderson.
Harry Anderson does the
Harry the Hat.
Oh man, that's a great bit.
Yeah,
that's a great bit
on Cheers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think he's not the judge. He's just
no.
He's just a patron of the
he's
bar.
He's a con man.
Yeah,
and he
cons.
Yeah.
Oh, who was it? John Ratzenberger.
Yeah, he's on four or five episodes.
Oh, is he
over
really?
The life of the show. Yeah, I think that's kind of what got him Night Court.
That is not easy to find, by the way.
What's that?
Night Court.
It's on Vudu.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't want to pay for it.
Watch it. But I will say, if you keep an eye on the sales,
okay,
I've seen Night Court on sale because I picked it up. It was like, I think I got the whole run for like $25 or $30.
Oh, that's a deal.
Yeah,
I could watch that new garbage one.
No, thank you very much.
So,
are they not showing
that?
The old? They don't. They don't stream the old one on Peacock.
No, they just have the new one, which I thought was weird.
Yeah, I would have thought they would have had the old one so you could catch up.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah,
like I mean, I love that old one.
Yeah,
that old one's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
so good.
It's just Barney Miller.
I know. And that's great too.
And I think one of the creators was one of the writers on
Barney really?
Miller. Yeah.
That's
but
fun.
it's Barney Miller.
That's good.
They will do Barney Miller when soap is done.
You should. Okay. You should. It's very
good. But then we gotta go into Night Court because I miss Night Court.
Yeah.
Actually, I kinda still wanna watch that I wanna watch Moonlighting. I really wanna watch Moonlighting.
Oh, well done.
Moonlighting's really good.
Yeah. That's peak. That's not well. I think that's peak like comedy Bruce Willis.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, that's the show that made him a star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very good. Yeah. But yeah, like so Mean Girls was like this culture explosion. Like you would see like Regina George costumes and
which really surprised me because like I like Mean Girls. It's a fun movie.
Yeah.
But even liking it, I was just like, okay, but it's Heather's.
It is Heather's.
Yeah.
Sure.
To another degree, like to a lesser degree. I feel like Heather's is a little darker.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot more killing.
Yes.
That's true. Yeah.
There's multiple homicides.
Yeah, right.
A little darker edge.
Christian Slater.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You know, that's a win.
But I think Mean Girls I feel like I grew up in that time frame. So like by the time it came out, I was, you know, finished with high school, but still very, and it, so it felt very real to me.
Sure.
Like it felt very like, oh yeah, that's how those bitches were.
Wait a minute. What year did you graduate high school?
96.
Okay.
I think he just said I'm old.
No. Like I thought when you said I had just finished high school, I was like, how old are you? Like, young-wise.
Oh, I see. Well, I mean, 2004 is probably around the time that I was able to watch movies again.
Sure, sure, sure.
I call it life, you know.
Right.
But,
Yeah, that didn't work for me.
Well, that's a whole nother. That's,
yeah.
so I feel like it was still recent enough in my past that it really resonated with me. And I thought it was very realistic of like how girls would be nice but not nice. It's that whole frenemy thing that I think is different even than in Heathers. Like, I mean, in Heathers, it wasn't quite as light, you know, and I think that is how girls are. Like, women do that to each other all the time. Like, I hate it. I hate it about women.
And
I hate that.
And in Heathers, Veronica didn't like go native, right? Like she was always like, these girls are awful.
Yes. Yeah, yes, exactly. That's true.
Exactly.
Man, so. I need to go watch Heathers again.
I know, I was just thinking
so
that too.
Great.
Which was also turned into a musical.
What?
Was it really?
Yeah.
Now see, that's not.
Oh, see, that's weird.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, people love it. But I've never seen it, but it was also turned into a musical. For the stage, it never got adapted back. But
oh, it did not?
No.
Okay. So I graduated high school in 2000.
So you did graduate.
I did.
Well done.
Thank you.
We've wondered.
Thank you.
We didn't want to ask.
Nope, I did. I did. I stayed at a steady 2.0 10? That never changed.
Yeah. It counts.
My note, like I was like number 148 of my graduating class, and that was consistent.
See, when I graduated, I had over 1,000 people, so that would have been amazing.
Hey, we had 200, and I was like...
dead center. Yeah,
I wish I was dead center.
Okay, a little lower.
But yeah, well, the joke was like, I didn't go to school to learn. Like, I was like, that's where my buddies are.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to go there and hang out with my friends and maybe get a passing grade if I'm, you know, paying attention enough. Yeah, Tina Fey is top of her game, and she was the head writer for SNL. She wrote this, and I think this one, to me, this one became like kind of like a modern classic.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, to this day, mm-hmm. I think there are very few movies that can kind of break out of that mold. You know, like, I think Elf did it. I think Mean Girls did it, are just the two that kind of come to mind.
Yeah.
Interesting that they're both SNL mm-hmm. alums, that I think that's probably one of the stronger casts in the last
That was a very
30 years
good time for them.
Yeah. Because who was that? It was Will Ferrell, Tina Fey, Jimmy Fallon, Amy Poehler, Sherry O'Terry, Chris Kattan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tim Meadows.
Yeah. Kevin Nealon was still around.
I think he was there at the very beginning. Yeah, probably. So it was an all-star cast. Like, that, they were firing on all cylinders with that one. And it was interesting because I was working at Blockbuster at this point. That thing rented, I mean, Blockbuster probably could have stayed in business on what they made off of Mean Girls alone.
Well, clearly not.
That's because they had bad management.
Right.
That's what that is. When somebody says, you can buy Netflix.
If they could have just held on for Mean Girls the musical.
There's one left. Yeah. They held on. There's one in, like, you know, Alaska or something. Yeah. But yeah, so this one, it
somewhere
does
where they can't get Wi-Fi.
That's right. They're like, hey man, Netflix doesn't deliver out here. Sorry.
Doesn't deliver anywhere. Doesn't deliver anywhere anymore. Right.
Did they get rid of their disc base?
Yeah,
they shut it down.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
That is weird. That's another end. It's like just another end of an era. Like, that's interesting that
everything's different now.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because Blockbuster had a mailing service.
Tried.
It was successful in store. People had every customer I had that thing. And
I mean, it made sense because you didn't have to mail it back. You could just drop it off and pick up another one on the spot.
That's right.
But it didn't work
because they're dumb.
Yeah,
they were dumb. So this one is it's basically the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. They do, like, when we get to, it's not really a spoiler because everybody's seen Mean Girls. But at the end, when Regina and Katie are having that conversation and Regina gets hit by the bus.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way they did that because it was a jump scare and I didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
As a person who's been hit by a car.
Less than a year ago.
Yeah. Let me tell you, every time I see a movie where somebody gets hit by a car, like, it is so upsetting to me. Like, and I knew it was coming and, like, my adrenaline was just pumping. And
on the upside, I'll never have to watch Meet Joe Black again.
That's true. That is one of the best. That's one of the best scenes ever.
That, I mean,
when he gets hit by that car,
that scene is crazy, but the movie
it's terrible.
So boring.
It's so boring. But when you're just like, what the hell, what just happened?
Yeah,
the way that's filmed in the 2004 version is like you are focused on those two. Yeah. They're having the conversation, then she gets hit by the bus.
Right.
In this one, it's like it's pulled away. You're not listening to them at all. Like,
right,
it
has, because the main people are singing.
Correct.
And so you're not paying attention to them. And yeah, then, when they came back out, I was like, here we go.
I knew it happened, but I could, like...
Well, they tell you in the very beginning.
That someone's going to get hit by a bus.
Because yeah. Tom had forgotten, and he's like, are you okay?
Look at you. I'm just making sure.
I'm very double
checking. Yeah, it's good job.
Well, I could tell it was coming. And I remembered that they said someone would get hit by a bus, and they do the head fake at the very beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was like trying to brace her. I'm like, somebody's going to get hit by a bus. Right. I forgot. It's been a while since I've seen Mean Girl. I forgot about the bus part. But I was like, somebody's getting hit by a bus.
Don't you worry.
The movie's almost over. They're in the streets. No one's been hit by a bus yet.
It's happening.
They promised us a bus hit.
It's coming.
Yes.
So yeah, like they do things like that where they move the camera from the spot where it was in the original one and then just film it differently.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
I did like that. And that's what I appreciate. I think one of the things that I appreciated about this is it's not like, here's Mean Girls and we're just going to pepper in some songs. Mm-hmm. Like they film it in a way, again, they update the jokes. So it's not 2004,
right.
But it's 2023, 24 when this was probably made. And the jokes feel fresher. And Tina Fey, I still think, has a very good voice. Like mm-hmm. you said, it felt, the original one felt real. Mm-hmm. This one still feels mm-hmm. current and real.
Yeah. I think it's to some degree, like, that sort of behavior has always been with us.
Totally.
Yes, but I will say, just having, like Sydney be that age, like, the way that the Janice character was, like... It is so my daughter, like the way she dresses and being artsy and having the hair. And
right.
Like, and then we had a babysitter, like whenever the kids were little, named Miranda. And so like Janice was like an exact, like if Miranda looked, but Sydney acted like together. And it was very real how the kids act today, because like they're so protective about saying things, and like they're like, no, this upsets my feelings. And, you know, like they're so much more aware of things like that.
Yeah.
And so like I thought the Janice character was just like dead on how kids act today. I was like, yes.
Because that was Lizzie Kaplan, right?
I don't know.
In the 2004 version?
I don't remember. It's been...
I think it is.
Because I never saw her in anything again, Janice. Lizzie
Kaplan?
I don't know.
Oh, no. Lizzie Kaplan's been a ton.
Yeah,
I never saw Cloverfield. Janice.
She was in... Yeah, I barely.
I think she might have been in movies I didn't watch, y'all.
No, she was in... What was the show she was in that was kind of like the...
She was
Sex in, Education with Michael Shannon.
Didn't watch
the show about Masters and Johnson.
Yes,
yeah,
Masters of Sex. Yeah,
I don't think I watched.
She was in the show that was supposed to be CBS's version of Friends called The Class.
Didn't watch that either.
Nobody else did.
It is a Rosetta Stone for successful actors.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's the way that sometimes happens, though.
Yeah, it's... Hang on, let me see if I can find it.
Did you ever see...
The cast of The Class included Lizzie Kaplan and then Jason Ritter.
Okay.
And then Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
Who's that?
Who was...
Mitchell on
Modern Family.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then, let's see... who? Hang on, I'm trying to find the whole cast. Let's see. John Barenthal.
Oh, on. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, it was like, there were a lot of people that went on to be...
Interesting.
Big deals.
Those are fun to like when you look at Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place. It's like, well, there's Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Front and center
yeah.
with that one. And Nathan Fillion also was on that show.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like, this takes all of that, and they pep... And I assume that musical was fairly successful.
Very.
Oh, very.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't typically adapt failed...
That's
project.
True. Did she write the musical as well?
Everything.
I think she wrote the book, not the songs.
Okay. Okay. Dad, that's impressive.
The book is what they call in theater world the written, the
I
spoken
know that.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hung out with theater kids.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
Just did long enough to beat them up.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, theater girls are hot.
Yeah. Like, they're not going to date any of those guys.
No.
They're either gay or they don't got the juice.
Come on.
To score a theater.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. Even their dads think they're gay.
Apparently. So yeah, this it's the same thing that opens up. Jenna Fisher plays the mom in this one rather than who was the mom in the first one in the movie?
No idea.
No clue.
The mom is so not memorable in either movie.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I just thought Jenna Fisher, I love Jenna Fisher, but sure. I didn't feel like this was a great role for her because she seemed really not interested.
Oh, no, I'm right.
What are you right about?
Amy Poehler does play Regina's mom. Oh. In Mean Girls, Anna Gasteyer is Katie's mom in the 2004 version.
See, I don't remember any of those people. Yeah. Like, I just feel like the only mom that's at all memorable.
Yeah, Amy Poehler plays Mrs. George.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I don't remember.
Well,
that.
I think in this one it's about the same.
Yeah.
Level of, you know, with Busy Phillips, right? That's who this is.
Yes, yes. That is yes. Busy Phillips. Yeah.
Which I don't remember in the 2004 version. They really delve into, like, her being in Kenya. Like, I
not
feel
really.
They feel like they would just kind of flash forward to her coming back and going to school and being kind of like the fish out of water.
Yep.
And now obviously that's Lindsay Lohan. Spoilers. There's a great cameo. They got a pretty impressive, like, round of applause in our theater, too. Which is,
really
like, good for her.
Really seemed to surprise people. Yeah.
Well, I didn't think she would be in it. Like, obviously, this is... To me, this is the one that made her a star, right?
Yeah. Oh, no. She was a big deal before
really?
This.
Really?
Oh, think yeah. So?
Well, because she did the Parent Trap one.
And Freaky Friday.
Yeah. Oh, like, I forgot about Freaky Friday.
Yeah, like, she was on a tear. Yeah. And this was kind of, I think, like, her first kind of, like, grown-up role, even though she's playing a high school kid. Like, the material's more grown-up.
I think it was her first and last.
I think it was the beginning of the end.
Yeah, she does, like, the Herbie movie.
Yeah,
I think the Herbie before or after?
It is after.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that's it. And she, unfortunately.
Yeah, like, it was
a lot of stuff.
She was in that movie, I Know Who Killed Me.
Yeah.
Which made, like, $4. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, I think.
The wheels came off.
Like, they did. I think she got chewed up by the teenage Hollywood Disney machine. And I don't mean that as a
drugs.
Yeah, and I don't mean that as a dig at Disney, but I think a lot of those kids you could probably count on one hand how many came out of that okay.
Yeah.
You know, out of
sadly.
That, you know. And they're still around. You know, it's like Ryan Gosling and Justin Timberlake. I'm not going to include Britney Spears on that cuz
you know, I will say time. I think there are more successful child actors than people realize because I will say like when we watch shows, I'll go down the rabbit hole. Like, what else has this person been?
Yeah,
right. And
every show,
I occasionally do. And I will say, I am stunned by how many times I find an actor who started as a child actor. And I think what it comes down to is that if you're a child actor who works but doesn't become famous,
sure,
you'll do okay. But if you become famous
especially too early,
yeah, like that's
then
where
you're just surrounded by yes men and you get into a bubble where nothing is real and you are disconnected from reality.
There's a really good doc by, Soleil Moonfry. Who
Punky Brewster?
Yeah, who
I
does
saw that?
Does an incredible she's documentary?
Got all the camcorder footage of. When she was hanging out with all these people.
Uh-huh. Oh, we watched that.
We did.
Yeah, and that was really good.
It was really good.
And it's also fascinating. The thing I found the most fascinating about that is because it's like, what, early 90s?
Probably, yeah.
Early to mid 90s.
Yeah.
But how many of those actors who front-facing were in radically different projects.
Sure.
And hanging out together.
But when the, you know, you forget that at the end of the day, it's a job.
When
and
you
that,
see like Katherine Heigl, or no, it was, who was it? It was, there's a picture of Charlize Theron and like somebody, some 90s, like who was a 90s heartthrob. And you're like, were they in the same place at the same time? Like, this is it, just seeing those worlds collide was very strange.
Yeah, I saw a picture. This is a different era, but I saw a picture of, like, Lizzo when she's in, I think, in college still.
Okay.
And she's, like, getting her picture taken with Robert Pattinson.
Oh, weird.
Weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, how did that occur?
There's a hilarious, Kevin can add the ding ding. You see this happen all the time in wrestling is people who are currently wrestling are like walking up to former or people who were popular then getting like an autograph.
Right.
There's a very funny picture. So Lita, who was a very popular women's wrestler in the late 90s, early 2000s, was doing an autograph signing, and she's getting an autograph. She's giving an autograph to this girl, and this girl's like freaking out because Lita's her favorite wrestler. Well, flash forward about 20 years, that girl takes Lita's boyfriend in real life and marries him.
What?
Yes. Lita was dating a wrestler named CM Punk. AJ Lee is the wrestler, the girl in question. AJ Lee grows up, becomes a professional wrestler. She starts with the company. CM Punk leaves Lita and marries this other woman. And
went for the younger model. I mean, some things never change.
But I always find that fascinating, especially with celebrities. You know, I think of celebrities back then where it's like Justin Taylor Thomas?
The guy with three names. I know you're talking about.
Who was the guy on Home Improvement?
That's the one.
Yeah. Okay.
Was it Jason?
Justin?
John.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Well, yes. Done. Good job. But like, and then Soleil Moonfry.
I had a subscription to Tiger Beat.
I bet you did. Yeah. The Disney magazine.
Yeah.
I picture you laying in bed with all the posters above your bed.
Now I have an online subscription to Tiger Beat Plus.
Yeah, right. Right. There's no streaming service. You just get access to all of the comics, all of the magazines.
Right.
Yeah. That would be kind of fun to look at, though. Like the Tiger Beat from like 1974.
Go back, yeah, it's Leif Garrett, Sean Cassidy.
I just watched a movie with Leif Garrett called Party Line.
Why would you do that?
It wasn't on purpose.
Yeah,
it's somebody Tarantino may have talked about it, and I was like, I've never seen that. It's wild. It is a wild movie. But like Soleil Moonfry, who was Punky Brewster, but then kind of went away. Like she did Punky Brewster mm-hmm. for a bunch of seasons. But she was still in that world. So she's got this like handheld camera and you're looking around. You're like, there's Robert Downey Jr. Like there's, you know, it's crazy.
And you wouldn't expect Robert Downey Jr. to be hanging out with Punky Brewster.
Right. No. Right. Yeah. But I probably the same age.
Worlds.
Yeah.
That's part of the disconnect, right? They make these kids because they're not kids.
Right.
And they're in their 20s and they look like they're 12.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's a little confusing.
It's a little confusing. But it's also just like you think of career paths, but they all are Hollywood kids. So mm-hmm. they all probably just ran together.
Yeah.
You know, because they didn't have anybody else to hang out with.
And who else would understand?
That's exactly right,
exactly.
It.
Bingo. That's exactly what I was going to say.
So I do think that like the Disney machine, and to your point, I think you're right about child actors. But I think those Disney kids are the ones that like got,
because they're the most popular. For the most part, I think they get hit the hardest because they're so in front of people all the time. Like
all the time.
Disney can push them in front of people in a way that other, even if it's a good movie or popular show, it's just not as, you're just not as exposed as you are at Disney.
I agree with you. I do think that has kind of gone away. Right?
Probably.
I think the only one that even comes to mind is because I've seen her in other stuff is Dove Cameron, because my kid watched, there was some show where she played twins and then that show ended and she would just pop up and, you know, I'm sitting there with her watching it.
Yeah.
And then I see her pop up in other things. What was the one, The Descendants? Is that the one where all of the kids play?
Oh, it's like the offspring
she's
of
in
villains.
That. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And then I've seen her in like a movie. I was like, oh, Dove Cameron.
I think because nowadays kids gravitate more towards like YouTube
mm-hmm. yeah.
and TikTok.
Those Disney shows just don't have the...
Yeah.
Nope.
Ariana Grande, I think, was on one of those.
Yeah. Was she on Sam and Cat?
No idea.
But she was on one of them.
Yeah.
For sure.
I know that because I read
Teen Beat.
Jeanette McCurdy's book, I'm
Died,
which was really fascinating.
Not the one she like basically calls out her mom?
Yeah, I mean, it's just about, because she was on iCarly, and then she talks about how they liked her so much on iCarly, they wanted to give her a spinoff, and kept telling her she was going to get her own show, just hang out, and then like, and so then they give her her own show, but then it becomes, oh, it's going to be you and Ariana Grande, and now it's not your show, it's your show and her show.
And so it's really just Ariana Grande.
Yeah. And
poor lady.
I mean, you know, I think that's tough. That's tough when you, I mean, she became a megastar.
Yeah.
And that other gal didn't.
Timing has a lot to do with things.
Yeah. That's true. And who's popular at the right time, you know? It's hard to synopsize this movie because it's just Mean Girls with musical numbers. I do think that the gal that played Regina George had also had moments where she looked like Rachel McAdams. Like there's a couple.
Oh, interesting. I totally disagree with that.
Oh, really?
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, though.
Well, there's just a couple scenes where, she, like, just the facial expressions she would make. I was like, oh, I remember that face. Like,
really?
Yeah, just like a snarl when she found out that they had been, like, basically giving her, like, fat bars. It's kind of like, I don't know.
No, that's true. That's true. We watched the show called Sex Lives with College Girls.
Okay.
And it's not what it sounds like.
It sounds like it would be like a Cinemax, a Skinemax show.
It does. Right. And it's not at all. And it's a really good show. But one of the main characters is the girl who plays Regina George.
Okay.
So the whole time we're watching this, all I can see is her playing that role. Like,
interesting.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Like, I never went out of that place.
Okay.
And she's also, I just thought as a girl, it was interesting in a good way that everybody was a little less perfect with their body types, because in the first one, like, Regina George is like super skinny and like that kind of like Hollywood type.
Oh, sure.
And in this one, she was more like, I would say, real. And then everyone was a little more real, like all the even the plastics were more real. One that's real ditzy was.
I know they didn't want to change the name for obvious reasons, but I'm like, I don't know that the term plastics still applies to these girls.
I don't know that the dumb one had her boobs out all the time.
She did. She did. But
I didn't notice.
You're so full of shit.
I don't see things like that.
I don't see boobs.
I'm a happily
married. Are you boob blind?
I see one set of boobs.
I thought it was interesting, though, because they made it more diverse from a racial standpoint as well.
Oh, sure.
And so, like, you had more realistic body types. You had more diversity happening. And I obviously, that's just more in vogue these days. But I'm glad that people are doing that so that...
I was frustrated in some of the articles where they talk about Renee Rapp, who plays Regina, and that, like... And they refer to her as plus size, and I'm like, she's just a normal human being.
Yeah, I would not call her plus size.
She's not size 2,
right?
And that's the way Hollywood.
Right.
That's how Hollywood defines
it. Only in Hollywood or Auschwitz would that be considered plus size.
Yeah, it is tough. Obviously, you know, with two daughters,
mm-hmm.
And one who does not struggle with I don't know. She doesn't talk about it, so it's very possible. But the kid wears my sweatshirts and sweatpants all the time.
Yeah.
Which is this. It's funny. We talked about this at one point on the show about just the change in clothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where,
see, my guess is she probably does struggle, and she's wearing that stuff to hide.
Maybe.
That's why my daughter did.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But, you know, you look at her, and you're just like, what? You're fine. Like,
right.
You're good. You are good to go. Don't worry about, you know.
Yeah, it's different when you're that age.
That's true. When we talked about how, like, for my generation, jeans kind of became like we just wore those. Those were what we wore all the time.
Yep.
Right.
And now I got to tell you, this generation, it's sweatpants.
It is.
It's sweatpants. swishy pants.
We call them swishy pants.
Swishy pants.
Like the track pants.
Oh. Yeah.
Because whenever my son would wear it, whenever. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, exactly.
Don't ever pursue a career as a ninja, because you're not going to sneak up on anybody.
We're all going to hear you coming, Brian.
You couldn't sneak up on a glass of water in Forest Park.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't until he was a junior in high school he owned a pair of jeans.
For real.
That's crazy to me.
And I know.
You know,
I agree.
How we look at, like, our grandparents, and they'd come home and sit around the house in, like, khakis.
Right.
Just like,
God, that looks so uncomfortable.
What do you do?
That's how they feel about jeans.
That's how they feel about us in jeans.
Which is but it is funny. I remember she was getting ready for school one morning, and I was just like, do you own a pair of jeans? And she was like, yeah. I go, do you wear them? She was like, no.
She's like, for fancy stuff.
For fancy stuff.
Funerals, weddings.
Right. I was like,
it's so different.
Yeah.
It's so different.
Definitely rocking sweatpants all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think the musical...
you're like, sweatpants are only for when I go to titty bars.
That's the only reason.
Yeah.
Well, then, I mean, that's awkward, you know, because then you're just pitching a tent.
Oh, my God.
That's the whole point.
That scene in Superbad where he's like, I just went... Never mind.
I think my favorite line in Superbad is
all of them.
It's so good.
Yeah.
But when he's like, I'm sorry, my porn isn't made by the Coen brothers, Ethan.
That's so good. What do you think it'd be like? Perfect 10? Like it could be like a bowling website?
Yeah.
Like that's... but I think that this is a really smart way. I think the turnaround on a remake of Mean Girls is really fast. Because to me, remakes, it's a touchy subject. I know people feel a certain way about it. I feel a certain way about it. But when you're remaking something that's only, I mean, it is 20 years old, right. I guess, at this point.
I think the problem is we're all getting old.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remaking things we remember.
Yeah.
Seeing in theaters.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it feels real personal to us, and it feels like yesterday. So yes. What the fuck are you doing making
Thank
a remake?
You. But I think it's because of the songs. I think if,
yeah, I agree.
If it wasn't for the songs, if it wasn't for the fact that this had been adapted into a Broadway musical, I don't think we'd be getting a remake right now.
Probably not. I don't know because
they remake everything.
That's exactly it. Hollywood is so bereft for taking chances on original properties.
I think you'd be more apt to see a Mean Girls sequel with the original cast.
Oh, sure.
Than an actual straight up remake.
Where are they that now? Yeah, I would watch that.
I would watch that.
Or like, yeah. Or like their daughters are in school and they're whatever.
Okay.
They're all drinking.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's an interesting idea, is doing like a requel with the original cast.
Yeah.
You know, like that would be an interesting. I mean, yeah, that'd be fun.
Tina Fagan on that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, what are you doing? You got nothing else going
See
on.
See how opening weekend goes.
Well, how did it go?
I think it went well. I think they were saying it was tracking to make like $35 million.
It
this
had
weekend.
To have done well based on how many people were there to watch it.
I was in the same boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, that theater was packed.
Yeah, every screening that I was looking at, it was...
I was so worried they were going to sing the whole time.
I was so scared.
Oh,
yeah.
They didn't shut up the entire time. Like, all of the, you know, like whenever you're in a movie theater and everybody's just kind of settling in, there's a few murmurs here and there
sure.
you watch the previews. It was a loud roar the whole time.
Yeah,
I was like,
man.
Oh, man, this is going to suck. And then the movie started and they actually shut up. The only time I heard them was whenever Lindsay Lohan came out and they all went,
yes,
yay!
Which was a fun I was like, okay. Like, that was fun that, you know, they, I don't think that. She is never going to be forgotten.
No.
I think she's always going to, you know,
yeah.
I think she was, she like.
We're all hopeful for her.
We are. And I think she's turned it around. I think she's gotten herself together. It sounds like that's the case. Does she think she's got a kid?
I don't know.
I think.
She has that reality show or whatever, though. And I think.
Well, she also left. Like, she got out of Hollywood and, like, went to England or something. And, like, got out of that limelight and. You know, and more power to her. Like, you got to take care of yourself. I appreciate, you know, I think that's fantastic that that's the case for her. And
on a separate note, I just wish all these Hollywood stars would stop with the doing the surgeries. Like, they don't look like themselves. And it's weird. Stop with the implants in your cheeks.
Yeah, about Zac Efron.
Yeah, they're all weird.
Yeah.
They look weird.
It's I remember when she first got some work done, it was just like, man, here we go. Like,
yeah.
You're going to the other one that I was surprised at. And this is such a weird thing to talk about. But Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I didn't know she
didn't
did that.
Look at her like into. I didn't recognize her.
Really?
And it was Renee Zellweger, I think, had
the
same
issue.
Oh,
yeah. She's had a lot. Yeah. And it's not that I mind or that I'm judging them for getting the work done. I just feel like they don't look like themselves anymore. And
yeah,
it makes
that's
me
their
sad.
Brand, right?
Yeah, well, it makes me sad for them.
Ended Jennifer Grey's career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
she shouldn't have gotten the nose job.
I remember when she showed up on a sitcom, and my dad was like, do you know who that is? And I was like, I have no idea. She's like, that's Ferris Bueller's sister. And I was like,
no,
it's not.
No.
It didn't look like her at all.
No.
It didn't look like her at all.
So Mean Girls, they say, is estimated to make $31 million this weekend.
Okay.
And my guess is, I wouldn't surprise me if that's an underestimation.
I think that's fair. I mean, again, I see things at the Draft House. And like I said before, the first run movies don't do great. Like, at least recently, right? But it's been a rough few, you know, movie going experiences. But this one was, it was packed almost the entire theater, and this was in the big show, so it's like their big auditorium, and every seat all the way down, probably up until like the front two rows were full.
Same for us.
And they sold, I bought tickets like 2 days in advance, and they were already sold out for the most part, which I think is good. Like, I think that's the kind of, we've talked about how,
we need mid-budget movies to make money.
That's exactly
like,
it.
And I think you might be seeing a turn back to that, because as more and more of these tent poles fail,
right.
Aquaman 2, the Marvels, I think they're realizing that, well, let's hedge our bets by making cheaper movies.
Yep.
And
now just don't make them all remakes and we're good.
Yeah. I mean, you can even throw a remake in there if you want, but
don't make them all.
No, yeah. But don't give it a $200 million budget.
Right. Right.
You know, like give it a $50 million budget or whatever.
Yeah. And this had a $35 million budget.
So perfect. It's going to make its money back. Well,
in the 2 weeks. Weekend.
Yeah. I mean, it covered its budget basically in the first weekend.
Right.
And I think that this was originally designed to go on Paramount Plus.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't think this was intended originally to be a theatrically released film.
Huh.
And so the fact that they spent $35 million on a streaming project, it's the same thing we've been saying for a while, like with Netflix. I'm like, throw it in theaters.
You own a theater.
Throw it in theaters and make your money. Like, it's just found money. Like, I don't understand the business model here where it's like, you throw this movie's probably going to make $100 million domestic now.
Yeah.
Or real close. And it'll still be a viable property on streaming. And
absolutely.
This is the sort of movie that people will watch over and over again.
Yes.
Because they like the story.
And the songs are good.
They like the songs.
I thought the songs were not
Mr. Non-musical.
Yeah. Hey, look, I can appreciate a good song.
That's good.
You know, it did not feel like West Side Story.
Yeah.
You know, where it's just like, oh,
musicals
God.
Aren't like that anymore.
I know.
Although I do think that, what is her name? Regina George?
Renee Rapp, I think.
I didn't really care for her singing style, which I told you when we came.
Oh, interesting.
I couldn't understand all the words that she was saying, where I thought everybody else did a great job. And she wasn't like awful. It just, there were times when she was singing, it felt like she was trying so hard to be sexy that I couldn't hear what she was actually saying.
Her enunciation.
If I didn't know her name was Regina George, I'm not sure I would have gotten that first song.
That's fair. Are any of these folks from the musical?
I
think she was.
Oh, okay.
I think she played Regina George on Broadway. That's what got her Sex Life of College Girls.
Got it. Because they usually do like kind of bring over
people
from the musical to come into the.
But you got to be careful because
you're just making them movie stars.
Well, but also like sometimes in something like this, they're supposed to be in high school. If you wait too long, like Evan Hansen.
Oh, that's true.
Where he looked like he was 32.
that's a good point. Yeah, right.
And he's great. And it's easier to suspend your disbelief for something like that, I think, on stage than on a movie. Because you're not like right up in their
face.
That's
true.
In
yeah,
the same
you're
way.
Sitting far enough back where you're like, it could be a high schooler, maybe. But when you've got, a $3 million camera on your face, you're like, you look like you're 40.
Yeah, I guess.
But yeah, I think the songs are solid. I think everybody involved is really. It's funny. I do think also the boy does kind of look like a 2024 version of the guy from the 2004 movie.
God, I don't even remember who it was.
That's my point because he went on to do nothing.
Oh.
Like, I shouldn't say that. I don't know the guy, but like when I was trying to think of what he looked like and then I looked him up, I was like, oh yeah, he does kind of look like the same guy.
Does he?
Yeah, it's very funny.
He's kind of besides the point.
He's not really a focal point.
Right.
I guess he's like a catalyst, right? Like
he's
the one that starts the revenge.
It absolutely. But I think, I don't know, from a storytelling standpoint, it could have been any guy, right?
That's like, true.
And that's kind of the whole point.
Yes. I think everybody involved,
and apparently I was wrong. She was not in the Broadway cast.
Oh, okay.
It was Taylor Lauterman.
I feel
no
lied to.
Yeah. I got me.
Nope. Couldn't tell you.
When you click on her name, it says, she played Regina George in Broadway's...
Perfect.
Music.
Music Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think to your point, I think it's worth going to the theater to see.
Hang on. Correction.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Renee Rapp replaced her when she left.
So she was.
Yes.
Okay.
As I'm looking at this poster of Amy Adams, it's like, God, it is.
I know, it's
eerie.
It is eerie.
How much she looks like her.
We should say, behind me
is the Muppets.
Oh, yeah.
I have a poster of the Muppets. I don't just happen to have a
picture of Amy Adams.
A poster of Amy Adams.
Yeah, jerk.
Yeah.
it's not just the Enchanted poster that's just her.
Right.
Yeah. I think, this is the right time to release this movie. There's nothing in theaters right now. I feel like this is going to get, because there's really nothing coming either. There's nothing until February. Like, February's Madame Web, I think.
God, that looked bad.
It looks so bad.
Oh boy,
so bad.
It looks so bad.
So
in
bad.
in the best way. Like that could be a real spoilers extravaganza. It looks so bad.
Good luck to you, Tom. I'm not watching it.
apparently, it's how they're going to get their Spider-Man. Like it's how Sony's going to work in their Spider-Man. Because this is what I'm all rumor and conjecture, rumor and innuendo, is that Adam Scott is Ben Parker.
Weird.
And that Ezekiel, the main bad guy, is going to kill Peter. Like that's what they're trying to stop. Is like he's trying to kill a young Peter Parker before he becomes Spider-Man.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true, but okay. Yikes.
All right.
No, I think this is a really good adaptation of a really good movie. Like I think it's enjoyable to watch. It's not long. I think it's only like an hour and a half.
No, see that tells you right there that you enjoyed it more than you thought.
I definitely had a good time at it.
It was an hour and 58 minutes.
Is it really?
And you thought it was 90.
I did. I did. So, I did think it was 90.
More movies should be like that.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
and by for sure, Joe means they should be musicals.
I do not mean that. No.
You had such a good time.
Here's what I'm hoping for.
Oh, dear.
Iron Claw the musical.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That would be so wrong.
That would be something. That would be something. I'll watch it. That's a given. I felt bad because my daughter is at her grandma's right now. And I was like, hey.
Make her watch Iron Claw, did you?
No. No. But she was pissed at me that I saw The Hunger Games and I didn't take her. She was like, I said I wanted to see it. I was like, I know, but I didn't. Just the timing didn't work out. But this one's the same way where she was like, I want to see Mean Girls. And I was like, what?
Sydney even looked a little upset we were going without her.
Oh,
she was like, I'll see it later. Yeah. I'm not in a rush.
It's fine. It's fine. No, I think this is really well done. I thought it was a lot of fun. And it made me want to watch Mean Girls. Like that's kind of the other part.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah, I do want to watch the original.
Yeah.
Again.
Just give it a look. Yeah. So
what about Mean Girls 2?
No, I don't want to see Mean Girls 2. I have no, it's like, that's when they started doing all those,
American Pie.
Yes.
Straight to videos.
Ernie Van Wilder.
Yeah.
Like would get sequels and you're like, what are we doing? I don't need to see Van Wilder's freshman year.
I think the American Pie sequels are sad because it's like a pre Schitt's Creek Eugene Levy.
Oh yeah.
He's in all of them.
He is. He plays Jim's dad.
Like, sure. I'll show up for three scenes for $400,000.
I just love him. He's didn't great. Really care about him until Schitt's Creek, but yeah. God, I love him.
I
think it's great because like I grew up with SCTV.
Sure.
So like that original Second City cast, like I've watched them for, 40 years,
right.
You know? And so to see him end up a household name that late in life, I was just like, well done.
Yeah.
Like he's a successful working actor who has made, I'm sure, a solid living. He's in a bunch of those Christopher Guest movies.
I think he's in all of them, right?
Is he in all of them? I know he's in a bunch of them. Yeah, but like, so, I mean, he was in Splash, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but for him to end up on that and that be the thing everyone knows him for,
right.
It's like, that's cool.
He was Jim's dad for me.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I knew him as.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I ever knew him as. Until we watched Schitt's Creek. And then I was like, oh, that's the guy from...
Goodbye.
And then he became his own entity.
He did.
And I love him and his son. I just think... Well, I think the whole cast is just brilliant.
That's a fantastic show.
It is. Yeah. That's one of my faves.
Yeah. So there you go.
So anyway, there's Mean Girls. I didn't talk about a whole lot. But I think you're really... right. It's not a lot to talk about, which normally is an insult.
Right.
But... It's a light, fun, breezy comedy with good songs.
And it's a comedy that everybody has seen.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, you know the beats of that movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's songs in it.
So
especially the bus scene.
Yeah. That's very true, yeah. So anyway, I guess that's it for this one. Let's go around the table and everyone can say where to find them.
This is Joe. You can follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, BUTTS21. Also on Letterboxd at the same.
You can find me on all the socials at ClipOutCrystal.
And this is Tom. You could find, you didn't say on the bike. This is Tom.
And the leaderboard of the bike and tonal at Clipout Crystal.
And you can find me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. You can find the show online at facebook.com/Real Spoilers. While you're there, like the page, join the group. And of course, don't forget our Patreon, where for $5 a month, you get all sorts of bonus content, and we like you extra. So that's it for this one. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, Juliet's parents plan to send her to South Africa. Get ready for a spoiler. Won't say it twice, 'cause we already
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.